The route to Middle Temple Hall passes a number of buildings predominantly housing today's barristers in offices known as a set of chambers. This is the hub of legal activity in England, and a look at the entrance halls gives a glimpse into the legal system. Names of those with accommodation in the building will be shown apart on the board. The main list of names will be those practising the chambers. Typically, the first name will be head of chambers, followed by the other members in the order they joined. Every person is an individual business, a sole trader. Barristers in private practice cannot work as partnerships nor establish companies. Instead, they come together for the common good, administered by the clerk. The clerk traditionally also acquires work, helps allocate it, and negotiates fees. At one time, clerks received a percentage of each barrister's fees, but you can now expect a good salary to be paid. A good clerk is a prerequisite for success. Large chambers may deal with general or common law, although there are other sizable chambers too, including those for commercial and family law. Every niche is covered one way or another. Women often keep their maiden name as their professional name and are increasingly represented in what was once an all-male domain. Some women would say they have to be better than the men to progress, though. Recent changes have impacted on the way new chambers list their members, for example, alphabetically. Clerks, too, have metamorphosed into practice managers and other modern functions. The two stalwarts of practice, advocacy and opinion advice, remain essentially unchanged, however.